What's up, everybody? This is a solo Baby G episode of The Big One Podcast. We are a motorsports podcast. We come at you with all of the motorsports. We talk IndyCar, we talk NASCAR, we talk Formula One, we talk local short tracks, we talk everything under the sun with cars on wheels. But the main event of this weekend, we are going to be talking about the Snap-on 250 at the Milwaukee, the good land, 250 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But before we get to that, we are going to break down a little bit of racing all around the world, mainly focused on Daytona, where we had a little bit of a NASCAR cutoff race, which was an absolute banger. So we will jump right into this. So NASCAR cutoff weekend, we've got Alex Bowman and we've got Tyler Reddick. They're both on the bump for the playoffs. So NASCAR 16 drivers will make the playoffs. The other guys do not make the playoffs. So it was intense from the jump at NASCAR. I missed most of this race. We will get into that later, but at the end of the day, Ryan Emmer-Effer Blaney, the 12, driving for Team Penske. Booyah! He comes in big time, and he gets the win, and he bumps out everybody who was below the cut line. The two guys that were nervous that crashed out, like I was talking about earlier, Tyler Reddick and Alex Bowman, they both would have got bumped if there was a new driver, but there was not a new driver. So both of them are clear. And the 16 playoff team is set, and we are good to go. So that was the NASCAR race on Saturday evening. So backing up a little bit, we've got IndyCar at the Milwaukee Mile this weekend. Spoiler alert, we've got LG coming into town. So 11 p.m. on Friday, LG comes into town. We scoop her up from the airport, and then we watch the replay of last year's 2024 Milwaukee Mile Hy-Vee 250 number one. Spoiler alert, we've got a pedal award win. It's amazing. Pedal award wins. LG's first IndyCar race in person, and you see your maybe favorite driver or maybe the most popular driver in IndyCar. More to come on that in the future, but what a banger. You've got the race win. So we're going to recap the Snap-on 250 weekend that is going on right now. It just wrapped up in Milwaukee. So Saturday this weekend, 9 a.m., we're out the door. We're going to the track. We go to the box office, and we're trying to check in our pit passes. And they go, hey, sorry, guys. Wrong box office. You've got to go over to the box office at the Expo Center, not the box office where people are checking in their racing credentials, they're checking in their IndyCar credentials, they're checking in their merchandise credentials. If you're a vendor, you could check in here. It's whatever. So we go to over to our free parking, no problem. And in the next 5 minutes, we're checking in at the actual box office we are supposed to be. And we're good to go. So we're at the Indy race in Wisconsin. Absolutely incredible. So qualifying, oh my lord, we are watching qualifying and everybody's looking good. We got a bunch of 161s, 162s, and then we get to the time where it's Mr. Perfect Alex Palou qualifying lap. He drops a 163 on us, 163 miles per hour for Alex Palou in his qualifying lap. So we've got our pit passes. We're under the tunnel. We've got all our stuff. So at the end of the day, we start walking around. I get a couple signatures. I got a Stingray Rob to sign my hat. I got Graham Rahal to sign my hat. The number 15, this might be my guy going forward. And then we watched a little bit of Highline practice. It was kind of boring because they were doing Highline. They weren't really on the Highline. Not sure what was up there, but we finished that up. And then back up in the seats for the final practice of the day. Ended up not really being all that into it, so we went back down into the pits with our wristbands, and I ended up getting a picture with Santino Ferrucci. This guy's like 4'2", like LG, standy. She was actually taller than him. Hilarious. So we ended up watching the last of the Highlines and then the final practice, number 3 or 2, whatever it was, at the Milwaukee Mile, and then ended up cruising back over to downtown Milwaukee, which is about 10 minutes from the Milwaukee Mile / State Fair Park. So we gather our things, we shower up, we get ourselves respectable, and then we end up going to a little cocktail bar that LG recommended called Tide House. Absolutely fantastic Kiwi cocktail. This is not the Kiwi cocktail for Shane Van Gisbergen. Easy for me to say. SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen's specialty cocktail at Tide House. Absolutely delightful. We go out to dinner, we go to a little spot called Dan Dan, and then we cruise back home on the Riverwalk to watch some motorsport on the television. So LG was a hard sell to watch the NASCAR cutoff race at Daytona Speedway. But we put this on, and these guys were going hard. A little bit of dual lanes, a lot of back and forth. And we had the Hendrick boys up front trying to do a little blockade. But before we know it, Ryan Blaney works his way all the way to the front, and he pushes himself to the win. RFB, baby, Ryan fucking Blaney wins at Daytona. Boom. So we got Tyler Reddick squeaks into the playoffs. Alex Bowman squeaks into the playoffs. And that was it. I mean, if you have a race that's this interesting, we could maybe get LG to watch more than one NASCAR race a year. But I don't think that's going to happen. Absolutely insane day at the IndyCar Milwaukee Mile. If we didn't recap this already, racing, qualifying, our neighbors from last year, everybody renewed their tickets. It was amazing. So we're going to jump right into our Sunday day at the track. We've got the 8:30 high noons, baby. We've got the 8:30 OG. We've got the 8:30 breakfast beverages. So we wake up, we pack, we get everything locked and loaded, so we're ready to go to the track. So we drive over to our normal freestyle parking just off 78th Street over there by the State Fair Park. We're good to go. We're there super early, so we pop into a bar, and unfortunately, we figured out 90% of the people are here to take the free shuttle to go to the Milwaukee Brewers game, which we were absolutely not there for. So we ended up, actually, it worked out okay. We got a spot on the railing by the street. We could see the track. We could hear the Indy NXT race. It was all good. So we ended up watching a little bit of Indy NXT on the, just checking out to the side of us. So after that, we jump into the track. Milwaukee Mile, if you have not been here, good Lord. Section 411 is lit. We've got our neighbors from last year. Same people. They've got the headsets. They've got all the intel. We were locked and loaded. Jumping right into the race. So I don't have a whole heck of a lot for racing recap because we were kind of a little bit tied up with the car recap, trying to get LG to the airport on time. So we watched most of the first 160 laps, and then LG had to dip. She grabbed an Uber, she grabbed her stuff, and she got home to the old Charlotte area where she's probably going to meet Roger Penske, shake his hand, and have a great time this evening. recapping the rest of the IndyCar race, absolutely incredible. So we've got our pole, Pello. He had a really interesting run, but he ended up burning up his tires. So your podium was Christian Rasmussen, number two, Alex Pello, and number three, Scotty McLaughlin. So, wow. The last 25 laps of this race, you had Rasmussen chasing down Pello because Pello came in on a little bit of an off strategy. It doesn't matter. He locked up this championship series last weekend, probably a couple of weeks ago if you're listening to this podcast. Oh, my God. The entire crowd was on their feet for the last 25 laps of this race where Christian Rasmussen brought it home. Wow. Milwaukee. So checking out of this race and checking into the next racing weekend, we are absolutely going to be bringing this podcast back at some point. Quick hitter for you here from the Milwaukee Mile. This has been Baby G, and this has also been LG. We are out. Goodbye, and have a good weekend at your next racing track.